Thank you for calling Our Star Fiber. My name is Frammy. May I also have the pleasure to speak with?
Yeah, how you doing? This is Fram. Yeah, how you doing? It's Hector Cartagena. You left the voice message before.
Oh, hi. Yes. Hi, Hector. How are you?
All right. A little frustrated again. So, but this morning, supposedly one of the supervisors named Fred came out right after that phone call I had with you yesterday. This morning, two trucks showed up, and within an hour, it was already installed on the pole. So I appreciate that with you.
Oh, thank you, sir.
At least it's not with you, but when the contractors installed it, they said they got to finish doing the underground, which is on my property anyway. So they got to pull out the existing copper wire and replace with fiber for the rest of the run. So they got in hold of the supervisor again and said there should be somebody coming out today to finish it up. But then when I called back the company, I spoke to Fred, the supervisor, and he said he was going to make arrangements with Kim. This is the name that came up several times, and it's the one I've been having issues with. She said, no, it's going to be next week. You have to wait 5 business days. I said, so 5 business days, because I had this thing scheduled out last month. I got to wait another 5 more days. And she said, yes. So that's where my frustration is now.
Okay. So did they do what they needed to do down? Did they drop the, drop?
Yes. Yeah. They did the pole run on my property, because she kept on saying there has to be police involved. I said, 2 poles on my property. Why is there police involved? And the guys already have it done. So she kept on giving me excuse. Oh, they have to, the poles across the street. I said, ma'am, I said, the poles are on my property. I have 3 poles on my property. 2 I paid for.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and I spoke to a gentleman, by the name of Fred, and said, hopefully somebody will be out, maybe somebody will be out today. I said, and be in touch with you, because he named Kim specifically. And then she says, I have to wait another 5 days.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was on the phone with her when you left the voicemail.
Okay. Let me see. Yes, because then I went back to the account to do my notes, and I saw that there was an appointment scheduled for the 13 already.
Yeah, and I said, well, I got to wait 5 days out, and the guy told me, there should be somebody available, and maybe as early as today. And she says, no, I have to wait 5 business days.
Okay.
I was supposed to have this thing installed last month, and the guys were out here like an hour, and it was already done, believe it or not.
Okay, so if the drop is already done,
right.
I don't want to step over Kim, but I can check again, because I believe that if the drop is already done, the next step is for someone to come in and install.
Correct.
For you, and it shouldn't. If the drop is done, we don't need the 5 days.
Correct.
We usually need the 5 days when we schedule the appointment. We have 5 days to do the drop, and then the installation follows.
Yeah. She's very pissed off at me, because I call at least 15 times there. Remember,
okay.
I told you I was frustrated because I see all these vehicles coming up to the driveway, looking at it, and then leaving.
Mm-hmm. Do you have some time so that I can see if I can get some answers while I have you on the phone? Hector?
Yeah, I do have time.
Okay, thank you. Just want to confirm the address of the service is the 458 County Route 515?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, I'm going to place you in a brief hold, and I shouldn't be much long. Let me see if I can get some answers for you before you get that scheduled sooner.
Okay, all right, great.
Okay, thank you. One moment.